Welcome to the Magic on the Inside podcast by the Sisters Enchanted, where we chat magic, hot topics, personal development, and good old-fashioned life. Brew up something delicious and sit with us for a spell. Welcome to this episode of the Magic on the Inside podcast. I'm Sarah, the head magic maker at the Sisters Enchanted. And today we are wrapping up our three-part series on lunar phases. I'm chatting with Anna, my real-life sister and co-founder here at the Sisters Enchanted, all about the waning moon phases. And because it's the season of the witch, we're also going to talk a little bit about portals today. All right, listen in and enjoy this episode. Hello, sister.
Hello, Sarah.
Sister.
We're not weird at all.
It's the time for the witches.
The witches' time. I can sing it's the most wonderful time of the year again. Witches. For witches.
Oh my goodness. Anybody who's listening to this out loud, like at work, on their lunch break, or with their partner, just like cleaning up the kitchen. Totally just got judged right now. Like, who are you spending your internet time with?
Judge away.
Judge away all.
How many Christmas puns can we put in a podcast for witches?
During Halloween season. What's wrong with us?
Nothing. Perfectly normal.
You know what?
What?
Santa.
He's got to be.
Yeah, Santa's Odin. And he's got to be... He's got to be into Halloween.
He totally is.
I mean, how can you dress up in a red velvet thing?
Is it velvet?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's velvet.
Are you making assumptions about Santa?
I am. Flannel.
Ooh, it's flannel lined.
Fleece, whatever it is. But you cannot just dress up like that and not be into people dressing up and like... Plus, you live in a mysterious place, and you can fly around the world in one night. That is some portal stuff happening, and we're going to talk about that today,
too. That is
some
portal.
Yeah, I almost cursed.
I did.
If you curse, you have to mark it as explicit.
I know.
I almost cursed, too. It's fine to mark it explicit, I guess. As a person, though, with young kids, I do always appreciate when people aren't, like, F-bombing left and right on the podcast I listen to. Although... I do F-bomb left and right for comedic effect often.
You do. There are many times that I'm putting up a podcast and I'm like, was this the one? Like, did we this time? And I like hover over explicit for a second and I'm like, no, I think it's okay.
I think
we got away with this
Nothing
one.
Nothing to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Santa's into some portals. Elves.
There's Maybe a lot of we need some, there. Some t-shirts, Santa's and portals.
I have so many good t-shirt ideas that are probably offensive to some people and not others and should not be put on t-shirts, but that in my mind are amazing.
They should fill your pajama drawer.
Yes.
Don't wear them outside of the house. Wear them with fancy witch blazers over them so people only kind of see them.
Yeah. Anyway, Santa's into some portals, so I get it. I get all the references. It makes sense. It makes perfect sense.
Santa's into some portals.
He's the king of portals.
The king of portals.
AKA Santa.
Okay, then.
This is such a good day. There's a lot happening.
As said... That actually sounded like you were agreeing that today was a good day. But today has not been our best day.
No, it's been a day.
Like, you know, I feel like all of our podcasts say that. Like, today's been a day. But this, this Mercury retrograde.
Because we work together also on podcasting days.
Yeah.
So on days that, okay, we're going to talk about the moon, I promise. But I work in these cycles. So every other week I have teaching weeks and then every other week's a not teaching week. Typically, sometimes it changes. And then I teach on Thursdays and Sundays. So the other days when we work together, we podcast often, and those are the days that I'm like hands, you know, sleeves up working with you. So the days that I'm teaching, I don't often know like what else is going on because I'm just on like video after video.
Right.
So yeah, when we podcast, it makes sense that we'd be like, today's been a day because, you know, it's been one.
Well, it has. Well, I was going to say, too, we're in Mercury retrograde.
That we are.
It's in Scorpio.
It's dumb. Santa probably likes it.
We are ebbing out of that Libra season here soon and about to step into Scorpio season. And I feel like this Mercury retrograde right before that transition is making things particularly angsty. So, like, not only... And Mercury retrogrades don't always really affect me. Like, I'm not, like, one of those people that's like, Mercury retrograde. But this one, I'm like, Mercury retrograde. And I feel like so many mistakes are happening. Nobody knows which way's up and which way's down. Or, like, are those my feet or is that my face? I don't even know. I feel like that's happening. But then when the communication starts to happen, it's fueled by angst.
Yes.
It's, like, not, like, let's have clear communication. Like, if it was, because we're in, you know,
Anna's like, where are we?
Well, I'm looking at my calendar.
How did I get here? It's exactly
well, because for a second, because in my calendar says Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, and then I saw the word Libra next to it, and I was like, it's not in Libra. And then I was like, am I just lying to the universe? No, it's in Scorpio. But usually during Libra season, you know, there is that calm, rational communication, you know, of trying to make sure that everything's fair and communicated, rightly so. But no, the Scorpio energy, which we're going to get here, you know, in a couple of days, few days, as it turns into Scorpio season, I feel like we're getting like a head start. Yeah, that it's like seeped into like our quality Libra time.
Not been good.
Like, we went from like Virgo to Libra, which is all very like consistent and
oh my gosh, you know,
rational. Those, you know, and then the we got swooped. No, we got swooped yes. into Scorpio season.
The panda gift.
Yes, Sarah
the
lives
big
by
panda.
That.
Yeah, that's me. It's totally me on a bad day. The panda where the big panda lumbers in and knocks the desk over, and he's like, meh, and turns it over.
Yeah,
that's what. This Mercury retrograde is just done. It was like, everything's fine. Big panda.
I was going to say, that happens to you regularly.
Oh, yeah.
So Sarah means like 10 of these gifts.
That is my, that panda is my alter ego.
Mm.
I like only communicate with Anna sometimes in panda gifts.
You communicate me a lot solely in gifts. Really, gifts speak louder than words.
They really do.
maybe that's what we should do during this Mercury retrograde in Scorpio. Nobody should communicate in words.
Oh my gosh.
As they're not effective. We should communicate in gifts.
With Anna this morning, via a gif of Wednesday Adams doing the slow neck chop move where you like slowly drag your finger across your neck.
Yes. Was that directed at me though?
I don't remember.
It's all right.
There's so many emotions on this day.
I texted you immediately this morning with a pop culture reference, as I do in podcasts regularly, with a throwback song, and supplied Sarah with a link for reference in case she was out of touch.
She did. We all know how I don't pay attention to anything.
I was like, here is a link to provide you with further information in case you forgot that you were a child of one this time. Music genre.
Oh my gosh. So... okay.
Does that say anything? So what about waning moons?
Waning moons.
Does any of this nonsense...
Well, we're not in a waning moon.
No, we're not.
We're in a waxing still. The waxing moon. The waning
but
moon.
But will it get better in the waning moon?
I don't... Probably not. Encompasses the U.S. election, so
oh yeah,
you know, let's just look ahead to Santa season. That's when things get better,
because Odin Claus is coming to town.
Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna sing. I was about to add on to that, and then I was like, you need to stop, Sarah, because this has gone on long enough. It's bad enough. No one needs this added to it.
He sees all you right. When you're hanging from the old world tree.
You're so good. Bringing runes to all the little girls and boys. Okay, focus, people, focus. By people, I mean you and me. No, we need to focus. Waning moons. What did we talk about last time? Did we talk about the full moon? No, we talked about the new moon and the waxing. So the full moon.
Yeah, I think you went new moon waxing.
Yeah. Okay.
And this is the other heath.
Yeah. The someone is definitely going to complain about this episode. Okay. The full moon.
No, they're not.
The full moon is the center of the lunar cycle. Mm-hmm. And it is when the moon is at its fullest. Much like Anna's belly.
That's... Oh, my dear Lord.
And it is, so it's full. It's shining bright in the sky. It's big. It's beautiful. Sometimes we can have a super moon, and that's just when it's closer to the Earth in its movement. And it's said that maybe we feel those energies a little bit more. The blue moon, when you have either two full moons in one calendar month or two in one season. So those are two different kinds of blue moons. We have one of those coming up on Halloween, which is pretty cool. And the full moon, you'll often hear people say, is great for release. And the full moon is great for release because it takes with it as it wanes, you know, whatever it is you're releasing. But the full moon in this fullest, brightest energy, it's also the greatest moment of creation for you. And I think that when we just say, oh, I'm going to release at the full moon, we're really missing the opportunity to align ourselves with that energy of, I just worked to create something and wax and grow something into being for 2 weeks.
Just to let it go.
Just to let it go. And so here we really want to look at it as this time of, you know, saying goodbye to all this work that you did, maybe in a way of making space for rest, or that we are releasing our attachment to the end result and we're just proud of ourselves for doing what we did the last 2 weeks. Putting out the energy that we're creating the ideas to come over the next 2 weeks during this resting, releasing period. So it, at this full period, we're doing more than just releasing. We're creating at the same time. And when you look at lunar cycles in a vacuum, just new moon to full moon, back to new moon again, you can look at them in that way, certainly. But if you look at them overall for like a year out or 3 months or 6 months or 9 months or lunar cycles, that's really when you can start to look at the cycle as a whole. So when you think of the seasons, you don't think of just like fall and then you ignore all the other seasons, right?
I kind of do.
Santa doesn't approve.
Yeah.
And you don't just look at winter and summer and spring. You look at the season. So we know that fall's going to end and winter's going to come. We know winter's going to end, spring's going to come.
Is it though?
Yeah, I don't know. Winter doesn't happen where we live anymore.
No.
Not last year anyway. We'll see about this year. Spring ends, we know summer's coming. And we know it's all going to happen again. Like we know it's all going to happen. And with a lunar cycle, I think that we fall into this trap of just looking at this lunar cycle. Like, what sign is the new moon in? What sign is the full moon in? And we don't look at our lives sort of cyclically and holistically and seeing, you know, it that it's a constant process of setting, growing, you know, resetting, really like releasing. And then we're doing it again. We're setting, we're growing, we're resetting, we're releasing. And it's just constant cycle that it's always happening. And that is really the trick to making magic with lunar cycles. It's not what sign is the full moon in, what sign is the new moon in, what should I do, what exact tarot spread should I use, what exact candle should I light, what exact herb do I need, what exact crystal grid. That's not what it's about. What it's about is looking cyclically and looking for the patterns in yourself and what you want to create. And remembering that these patterns exist and they're always going to come again, and then learning to align yourself by those patterns. So the waxing, the waning moon portion, Anna has something to say. Do you want to interject, Anna?
No, finish.
Okay. So the waning, I was just going to go over that quick. That's the last 2 weeks of the lunar cycle, and you have the full moon, the waning gibbous moon, which is where it's starting to, it still looks pretty full, but it's getting smaller. You have the third quarter moon, where it's half visible once again. You have the disseminating moon, and what am I missing here? I'm missing something. The balsamic moon, that's your waning crescent, and your new moon again. Oh my gosh, you guys should see. I'm moving my hand through the air in front of me, outlining the lunar cycle, because I can't think straight, apparently, unless I draw it to no one in the ether. So you have this last 2 weeks where you're just, you are releasing, you're resetting, and it's making space for the next thing. Now, we're not all able to just get to the full moon and then be like, I'm going to sit on the couch and reflect for the next 2 weeks. That's not what it's about.
It's not what you do. No, that's not what people do. It's not mandatory break week.
Mandatory witchery. It's you're like, sorry, I can't work these 2 weeks every month. I'm a witch.
I need to detox from the full moon. Yeah. And I need three when it's in this sign, and this sign.
No, it's like that. What you're doing is you're releasing, and then you're thanking yourself for the work that you've done. You're thanking others. You're giving back. You're creating space. So it's a matter of looking at the first 2 weeks as actively trusting, setting the intention, getting out there. And the last two are just really like, okay, I set that intention. This is what I did. I'm so grateful for what I received, even if it wasn't exactly what I wanted. I see there's another path ahead, and I know this cycle is going to begin again. How can I emotionally, mentally, you know, physically prepare myself for the next part of this? And what's so interesting is, you know, we have these same hormonal cycles happening within us at the same time. And I mentioned this before, that if your hormonal cycle doesn't line up with the moon phases, you can find a lot of resistance there too. You know, if it's a really active phase, but you're not feeling active hormonally. Personally, I will say, just as a personal tidbit when it comes to moon phases and hormones, I am impacted by both very obviously. No matter where I am in my menstrual cycle, the week around the new moon, I am not my best self. I'm foggy headed. I am emotional. Not even emotional. I wouldn't say I'm emotional. I would say I'm completely unmotivated. That's the one. There's like a 5-day period for like the 3 days leading up to a new moon, the new moon, and the day after, maybe. Like that sort of period that I can sit down at my computer and I can't think of anything to do. Nothing. Suddenly I'm like, how did I get here? Who am I? I know nothing about anything. But hormonally, I see emotions. So like lunar cycles, I see motivation. Hormonally, I see my emotions. Because I can still be really motivated, even if I'm like in a pit of despair and wanting to yell at everybody. So the moon impacts me in my motivation, how much action I want to take, and hormonally is a different situation. So I see them separately for me. Now, Anna, what were you going to say? Something of importance.
Yeah, I was gonna say that like mine's chronic to what you just said, like sitting down and not knowing who you are. And I was like, that's a chronic problem for me. I don't know if that's like moon.
How did I get here?
Right, what's happening? Again, is that my feet or my face? No, but I was saying, because you had this point that like people oftentimes want to do the right thing for like what sign was the new moon and what sign's the full moon.
Yes.
And like, how do I do the right thing? And I know we talked about this a little bit on the last podcast about the waxing moon, is that the thing is, and just like releasing at the end of all of it, is that from an astrological standpoint, yes, we're all experiencing, you know, the new moon in this sign and the full moon in this sign, but like in your life, it's happening in a different area of your life than in somebody else's.
Right.
And that's astrology for you. So when you, with astrology, these cycles are teaching you something in that area where the moon is traveling through your astrological chart at that time. You're learning something for a reason, and you don't want to just let it go entirely. You know, you want to let it go so that it doesn't burden you, you know, much like we were talking today about making mistakes, and that, you know, you don't want to beat yourself up for making a mistake. You want to acknowledge it, take responsibility for it, and then fix it. But you don't want to forget about that mistake, because you don't want it to ever happen again. Mm-hmm. You know, so with these lessons of the moon phases in like astrology, you don't want to release it entirely that it's just like gone. You want to release it enough that like if it was hard, it's not burdensome.
Right.
But these are lessons that like you're supposed to learn. You're supposed to get information from this. Mm-hmm. And to let it go entirely isn't doing you a service to your growth.
Right.
Letting it go so that it doesn't bog down your being.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that there is also no right and wrong way. Mm-hmm. It's kind of what I was going to say.
Yeah, I like it. There is no right and wrong way. Right. You do need to, and that is too, the one of the sorts of things that we, how we present information in our holistic witchery program, Enchanted Journey, all these classes, is that we don't think that there is one right way for all people. So we're not, one thing we don't often do is give an exact tarot spread, an exact sort of practice, because if that moon is in a different place for you astrologically than it is all these other people, you might need something very different.
Right.
So we don't prescriptively tell people, it's this moon, do this.
Or if the signs don't even, you just, it's too much. You're like, hey, Sarah, hey, Anna. It's too much for me already to remember when the new moon is and when the full moon is, let alone to know what sign it's in. You can always just sit down at the end of a cycle and say, like, what did I learn this cycle?
Yeah,
What lessons did I learn that are going to help me grow? You know, what stumbling blocks were in my way that I need to, like, not dwell on, but leave in the past and learn from? And just do that and not worry about all the other intricacies. I mean, like, if astrology is your jam and stuff, then by all means, follow it through your chart and...
Follow it
and make a projection of what your challenges might be. But there's also just super easy ways to do it.
Yeah. So, speaking of reflecting and how they impact you, lunar cycles can really be a portal to portals.
Is that a circle back to Santas and portals? Was there a reason why we digress? Usually.
Yeah. So we had a question about portals. It wasn't really a question about portals. It was a question about spirit boards after last week's episode and portals. And so I thought we would just mention portals for a minute. There was no plans to mention Santa with portals, but that happened. So
that was an authentic touchdown from our future selves.
That was a divine hit that we had there.
I challenge you after listening to this podcast to think about portals and not think about Santa.
Oh my gosh, Christmas morning, for those of you who celebrate Christmas. We do. It might be something, a good question people ask. We do celebrate, like, the commercial holidays, Christmas, Halloween as Halloween, mostly because we have kids and our families celebrate and whatever. That said, that our probably attachments spiritually are to the eight festivals and whatnot, and we do acknowledge those in our families. I always say that if you're a modern witch, you just have holidays left and right. Mm-hmm. There's constant holidays, constant times for celebration, every new moon, full moon, Sabbath festival, like everything ever.
Right.
There's another time to reset and celebrate.
Well, and we do oftentimes combine stories from lore and mythology into our holiday practices.
Oh, for sure. So, like, along with Halloween books, just traditional kids' Halloween books, we've been reading about Persephone, Demeter, and Hades.
What's his name that just got brought up in the Facebook groups today? Jack.
Oh, yes.
The Irish.
Yes, the jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, and then...
stories.
And I know that I talk about Odin and his horse.
Sleipnir. Sleipnir.
To my son during the holidays. Yeah.
So... Portals. Santa and his portals. Now, so I think the question was about, it wasn't really a question, it was just a statement that some people believe things like spirit boards will open a portal. Now, let's talk about what a portal even is, right? So I guess a portal, and I probably should have looked, like, what is the dictionary definition of a portal? But I imagine it's, like, it takes you from one place to another. Like,
or opens a door from one place to another.
So... a portal in this spiritual witchy sense, from our perspective, portals are all around you. I mean, they are within you. A tree can be a portal that takes you from one memory to another. It's really anything that takes you from one place to another place, either, you know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. So this idea that a tool is just going to open a portal, I don't think is an accurate, that's not something that happens, right?
Would you like to know the definition of portal?
Oh, Anna looked it up, yes.
It's a noun. It's a doorway, gate,
we're so on point.
Or other entrance, especially a large and imposing one.
Yeah, kind of like Emma's belly for her baby to come out.
Oh my gosh, I had to stand up.
Large and imposing.
If you guys hear like some mumbling and some like windedness, I looked down at my ankle. Look at that.
Yeah, Anna is standing now. I'm sitting. Anna's standing above.
That's not my real ankle.
No, I don't know what that is. Anyway, it's delivered to us via portal just now.
An imposing, imposing ankle was placed upon my leg by the imposing doorway from nowhere.
So portals, like, you can look at a photo of your great-great-grandparents, and that's a portal to a memory, right? So this idea that a tool is just going to, you open the box, and there is a portal to demonic spirits and things, that's not going to happen. And of course, you can watch, you can turn on, like, any TV channel, or not any, I don't know, I don't have cable, but a TV channel at 9 p.m. at night and see these ghost stories, right, of, like, haunted houses or whatever. And these are people who did not do anything to open some portal in their house. If you know, whether these stories are true or not, who knows? It's another story. But these are not people who were like, let me open a portal or use this spirit board. Largely, these are just people that are like, we bought this house, we have no idea what happened, and X, Y, and Z, here's our story for all of the world to watch.
Right.
And so my point in mentioning that is that this fear of objects due to these, how we perceive portals, you know, there is no more evidence that your object or a object is going to open a portal than the fact that this idea of an energetic portal simply exists. And we can meditate and use that as a tool to access portals to knowledge from past lives, future lives, our higher selves, messages from ancestors, like whatever your divine person or being is, your meditation, your spiritual practice can be a portal to that. So portals can, I think, it's a word that gets tossed around and has a lot of negative connotations to it based on pop culture. And I think that really rethinking our use of that word, you know, what is a portal? What are we creating a portal for? And this time between seasons, this liminal space, like Halloween, it is a, you know, it's thought to be this portal to our ancestors. And this liminal space where we can kind of walk the lines and cross and connect with those who've come before us. And so if you set your dinner table and leave a place for ancestors or put photos of them in the center of it and create a little sacred space for them, you know, that is your portal, your connection to that energy. And new moons and full moons are both excellent times for that sort of liminal portal work. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
The end.
That's a lot like the Ouija board conversation we had with the Waxing Moon podcast.
Yeah.
When at the end, it's like, yeah, like if you are feeling fearful and doing something, then it's not in your best interest at that time to do that, you know, because fear causes a lot in our minds. And if you're fearful of negative portals, air quotes, you know, and you do something, you might be afraid that you did do that, and then you're going to perpetuate that fear. Idea in your head and that fear, and then you're going to start like being like almost paranoid that like you've done that.
It's a portal to fear.
Let's
not open portals to fear. Let's open portals to how awesome life can be.
I was gonna say to Santa. Let's open portals to Santa.
Yes.
I like it.
I want Santa to bring me a kayak.
I know you do.
In other news.
That's like Sarah and I's dream for like the next, I don't know, spring, summer in our lives, that
we have kayaks. I have a canoe, but it's really difficult to wrangle.
No,
a canoe.
We did really well on those kayaks.
We did.
Leisurely. and not leisurely at the same time.
I mean, I can canoe fine, but with my kid, I find it easier to have a child like right in my legs in a kayak.
Right.
As opposed to in a canoe. That's precarious. Anyway, Santa's gonna need some space on his sled for my kayak.
But maybe you'll get like a blow up one or a foldable one.
That would work.
Be a space saving kayak.
We are RVers after all.
You are.
And I need to be able to go in the RV whilst I travel.
I need one that fits in my small SUV. And like by small, I mean my son's bike doesn't even fit in the back of it. and I also am really hoping.
I think that's called a CUV, a crossover utility vehicle.
Well then, Sarah, that I would like some really nice linen sheets. Because I'm not an RVer and I want to spend all day in my bed.
Oh my gosh. Anna's like, I just want to be cozy at home. And I'm like, dude. I just want to sell my house and live on the road.
Yeah. Sarah's like, I'm coming over. I'm here. Or Sarah's like, I'll be over today around 4 o'clock to take you to like this place. And then at 2 o'clock, she's like, I'm here. Let's go. And I'm like, wait a minute. You said four. And she's always like, onwards. As, like, I'm trying to, like, brush my teeth. Not at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, maybe, I guess. It could happen, but.
I'm like, wait, no, I'm not ready. Like, I do have some get up and go about
me. You do. Sarah is notorious for telling you a time and then all of a sudden, like, an hour earlier showing up and not understanding what the problem is and why everybody's so upset.
Staring at me like that.
It's like, really?
I know. I don't realize until after I've done it, though, and then I do it again and again, and then I just never realize until after that I can see why you might be frustrated with that behavior. But in the moment, I just...
Like, I like times. If you tell me I need to be somewhere at this time or be ready at this time, I'm ready. But then if you, like, try to change it on me last minute, then I'm like, no, I had a time
portal.
We need a time portal.
We should set our intention at the new moon to create a time portal.
That we actually sync up in?
That develops for us at the full moon. And then we're so grateful for it at the waning half. And then we can use it onward, henceforth.
Which means I need to change my ways and be accommodating for your... for your...
Ready at your 6 a.m. idea of for whatever's time. Gonna come.
Because Sarah's never changing. So is what Sarah means is...
No. My son wakes up too. He wakes up at like 6:15 a.m. and he's always like, can we play outside? Can we bake a cake? Can I have some hot chocolate? I'm like, it's 6:15, child. It's not even light out yet because of the, you know, the seasons. He's like, it's daytime.
It's like Frozen when she's like, what is it? Is the sun's awake or the sky's awake? The sky's awake, so I am awake.
Yeah.
That's Adam.
And Scarlett's always like, it's still dark, Adam. Yeah, Adam and I are like, so, Scarlett?
It's time to get up.
Yeah, she stays in bed now.
That's good.
She listens to Audible stories, and Adam and I get up.
That must be nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't like it when you withhold information from me.
All right, well, now I just told you and the world. Ta-da! Two birds, one stone. All right. We're going to end this nonsense. So thanks for listening about these and portals and
Santa.
All right. That's it. Thanks, Anna.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you so much for listening in to this episode of the Magic on the Inside podcast and our banter about all things witchery. We really appreciate it. Feel free to share this with friends, and we would love it if you'd leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us to make sure that this podcast gets out to other people, gets the word out about all that we're doing to help women conjure more joy, lean into their intuition, and make everyday magic in their lives. And if you want to learn more about the lunar cycles, be sure to go to the podcast notes page at thesistersenchanted.com/blog. That's thesistersenchanted.com/blog. And on this episode's page, you will see the link for our Living Your Lunar Year program, which gives you a whole year of lunar tracking prompts and printables along with video lessons to accommodate it and help you along with your lunar tracking and life-changing adventure. Thanks again, and I hope that you have an enchanted rest of your day ahead.